was a huge amount of chemistry went on in it. I mean, okay, we would have been responsible for checking the quality of the pulp coming in and the dyes and all of the different additives, the alum size, things that were added to it. So that was the incoming side of it. Then on the process side of it, at the different stages of the paper making, there were samples taken and they were checked both in the wet state and in the dry state for the finished product. Then there was the quality control came under the lab as well, where all the different papers that were made were being checked for their particular qualities. And then we would also have been involved in developing new papers, particularly in CAC would have brought stuff from America, new products, and we would try to match them in the lab, and then they would go off to be costed, and checking new dyes, checking the optical bleaching to make the paper very white. Then we were also involved in checking the incoming water. In those days, the mill generated its own electricity. Small amount, but it generated its own electricity. So the standards on the water were extremely strict.